BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's podcast. We have a little bumbleo cos midweek. Alice Levine drops by for Real or No Real. A man with 10 P's in his surname calls us up. And we conduct a social experiment with Chinese food. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Mills here. All right, Chris, can't be long now until me and you do our annual really stressful Christmas shopping trip together.
Well, we've still got a while. We've still got a couple of weeks left, haven't we?
Well, yeah, it's closer than you think, though, isn't it, really?
It's closer than you think. Do you know what? Christmas being a week and a day away is next week.
Next Thursday. And that's when we play Wrap Myself in Paper.
That's mad, isn't it?
I need to write that down, otherwise I will forget. Can everyone remind me next Thursday to play Wrap Myself in Paper? Because that's when it is Christmas in a week and a day. That's mad.
Mm.
So are we going Christmas shopping again? Because I always like to help you out because you don't know what to get, do you?
Yeah, we will do, but we'll just leave it nearer the time. There's no point stressing it ourselves now, is
right.
it?
Right, but then you'll get extra stressed when we leave it till Christmas Eve. And then what happens is, without even buying one present, like, you go, I need to get out of here. I need to get out of this shop. Where's the exit?
Whatever, I'm having a productive day as it is.
Right, why?
Well, look, I've got something I really want to test, but I kind of need everyone's help with it. It's a strange thing I've got to ask for here. We never normally ask people to go source things, but what you'll need if you want to help us out is some Chinese food.
Right, now, so you want people to get Chinese food?
Yeah, so tricky this, because it's 1:15, I understand some people will have committed to a sandwich by now,
yep.
Already decided what you're having for lunch, but it is Bumbleo Wednesday, and if you do want a little treat, and want to get involved in something I really want to test, treat yourself to a little bit of Chinese food.
And when do we have to get the Chinese in by?
I'm saying if you can get it within the next 20 minutes, half hour-ish.
Sure. Oh yeah, just like get Chinese food in 20 minutes.
Okay, fine, half an hour.
All right, cool.
If you can get Chinese food, there's something I really want to test. It's like science. It's classy, this.
Chinese food at lunchtime.
I know. It does feel naughty, but if you're that kind of person and you can join in, you may already have like a noodle-based dinner already to go. Yeah. I don't know, or leftovers from last night.
Doesn't have to be for an actual takeaway. It can just be like a supermarket job. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just some science that I want to try out.
Okay, so if you do have access to any sort of Chinese food, join Chris in the experiment in about half an hour.
This is great.
Okay, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Fun fact that's not actually that fun. She's the sister of Conrad Sewell. You know him off of Kygo?
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, that's,
I didn't know that. What a terrible fact. I'm not going to remember or use that fact.
You know that Grace? She's the sister of Conrad Sewell, tumbleweed. Right, so Ferg's been on in Warwick saying, how acceptable is it to order Szechuan King Prawn into work? You've got a point.
It does open up a whole new conversation, which is, you know, takeaways for lunch in the office is probably not a great move for everyone else around.
So everyone, if they can, needs to get a Chinese in, any type of Chinese food for an experiment that we're doing at 1:40, right? Mm.
So a few people asking about pot noodles. Now, I think chow mein flavoured pot noodle will work for this.
That's fine, is it?
I think so. And also, there's a couple of people saying they're currently eating a Chinese meal. Now, save it.
Like
you're ready to go. You just need to save it.
Yeah.
I promise you it'll be worth it.
It'll be cold, though.
I promise you I'll make it all fine.
Okay, right, so 1:40, we're doing an experiment with Chinese food. Get some if you can.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Don't forget, it is Bumbleo Wednesday, so we're going to have a little dance together. After 2, we'll do that today. Any requests for my gap, then let me know, please. Anything you want after the tease and before the main body of the work of Bumbleo, let me know. Text 81199.
BBC
Radio
1.
And remember, relationship transfer deadline day is next Wednesday on this show, the 16th. And then next Thursday, the 17th, we will play Wrap Myself in Paper by Magnus Carlsen, because then it will be Christmas in a week and a day. Next Thursday. Wow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Quite a few good requests for the gap in Bumbleo Wednesday today, like Kim in Midsummer Norton. I used to live near there. Wants Len Goodman and Arlene Phillips from yesterday's Inyona Bingo in the gap.
Slap me with a damp shemmy liver.
Right, here's the thing. With the gap, I think it's good to have an innuendo every now and then, but really there's Inyona Bingo for that.
Yeah.
I like the other stuff.
Okay. Do you remember last year when our singing teacher from America, Felicia, taught you how to sing Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York?
Yeah.
What about this has been requested by a few people, including Gordon and Mark. Can I have Chris singing The Boys of NYPD Choir?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
We'll try find it.
I need to feel a bit more like it's Christmas coming up at the moment. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think Christmas jumpers would be a good start. We haven't even done that yet.
Remind me to bring it in next week because I've got the Christmas jumper to end all jumpers and it's for both of us, all right?
Right.
Next week.
Okay.
I've got it at
home. Both got one.
Both got one, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Well, yeah. I'll explain next week.
Right.
It's really good. Okay, so Bumble Wednesday coming up. You said that we all needed to get Chinese food by this time,
yeah.
But yours isn't here.
I know, and I appreciate loads of people are messaging in saying food's going cold, but I urge you just to hold on a little bit. I'm just trying to find some Chinese food for me.
Okay, so this is an experiment that we're all going to do, right?
Yes, yeah. It's like an experiment.
Social experiment. Brendan's been on saying, I'm ready, I'm in Bracknell, I've got my Chinese food. Noodles at the ready, says Stephen in Bolton. Hurry up with the Chinese experiment. It's coming. We're just waiting for our Chinese.
Hang on.
Deb in Nottingham. Pete in Gosport got his Kung Po King Prawn ready.
Very good.
I'm careful if you say that, don't you? Chicken and rice, is that okay? I use pens as chopsticks. Whatever, Liam and Teesside. Yeah, it should work.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Right, so loads of people have got Chinese food. Why is this, Chris?
Okay, so there's been a study that's come out by the Oxford University. So it's like the real deal, proper
right.
University, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically saying that if you play certain music whilst you're eating your takeaway, it will help improve the flavours.
God. Really?
But think how amazing this is. This means that you could have a really cheap, nasty takeaway. Let's say you're a student, you're really poor, right? You can have a really cheap, nasty takeaway and we can make it taste almost like Michelin-starred standard.
By playing music?
Just by playing certain music.
So the food will taste better if you play these songs?
It will taste way better. This is, honestly, Scott, this is a study from Oxford University.
I really hope this works because loads of people have now got Chinese and are listening and ready and want to know what to do next.
Well, I really appreciate that, but this is going to blow your mind this lunchtime.
Okay.
We're going to improve things for you, which is what everyone wants on a Bumbleo Wednesday.
100%. So if you're sat there with your Chinese at the moment, we're about to make it taste a whole lot better, probably. I think we need to do some kind of like a controlled experiment here, like with somebody that's outside of the studio.
Okay.
I mean, we could do it, it's fine, but I think we need to speak to someone like in the outside world.
Well, don't worry about that, Mills. I've got it sorted already. I've got Jason from last week. Do you remember him?
I love him.
Exactly.
This guy. Play it, go on.
This is Constant.
I just thought he would be perfect for this kind of experiment. He struck me as a man that loves a takeaway.
Right. Is he on the line now?
Yeah.
Are you there, Jason?
Hello. Hello, guys.
All right.
It's a pleasure to see you again. Well, talk to you again.
Yeah. And you too. If so, you're ready? You've got your Chinese there?
I have messed up now, lads.
What do you mean?
I went to Besco's. And they didn't have no Chinese there, so I've had to get myself an Indian chicken tikka masala.
Okay, I think you're lying, but this is a situation. So the study that I'm looking at here is specifically we were going to test this on Chinese food.
I can pretend it's a Chinese. How can I pretend?
That's not going to work.
Did you ask him to get a Chinese?
Yeah.
Do they not have any then?
No, because of the Christmas period, they've took them off the shelves.
What?
It's all turkeys.
It's not all turkeys.
They've got a double freezer of turkeys in there now.
Yeah,
they've took the Chinese stuff off.
Fine.
Okay.
So you're doing this with a curry?
I'll do with an Indian, yeah.
Right. Okay, so... Okay, I don't know whether it's going to work the same, but...
I think it will.
Okay.
I don't know if it's just music for takeaways. I don't know if that's really how it works.
Okay. So it can be any, maybe?
Maybe.
Pretend it's Chinese. Well,
because it's not Chinese. You can't do an experiment by pretending the thing you're experimenting on is something different.
That's not going to work.
It's rice. There's rice here. Now there's still rice.
You're doing it wrong, but it's still fine.
Okay.
You're meant to be the control, Jason. You're meant to be the science behind this, really. You're like the lab rat.
Lads, I literally put my tools down. I went to Desco's Extra. Went in there. I needed a fork. I had to buy a pack of 10. Only one fork.
Oh, you got 10 forks now.
So I've got 10 forks.
All right.
Oh, no.
What?
I've just took the seal off and he hasn't come off.
Oh.
No. Hold on. Let me pierce the lid.
Yeah, I know what's happened here. The plastic's stuck onto the top there.
I've brought the fork. It's a good job I've got 10. Oh. This ain't good.
got to a bad start here.
Okay, have you heated it already, or are you heating it now?
I've heated it. I've just got out the mic.
Right, the mic. Is it very hot?
I'd say mid now.
Well, it should be hot.
Oh, fine.
It's prepared. Yeah. What you're telling me, Jason, it's ready.
It's ready.
Fine. Wait. I mean, this is sounding very scientific so far.
So you've made the nation go out and buy Chinese food. We're all waiting. Have you got yours yet?
I have, yes. I just got it here.
Oh,
actually.
Lovely. Thanks for bringing that in. Thank you.
And may I present to you this? Here's the
Still fresh, but now 26 pence.
Right?
I like it. I like a still fresh sticker.
Now, I'll tell you why this is good, though. It's because, yes, this is the cheapest Chinese that I could find around here.
It's your sweet and sour chicken with rice, low fat.
Perfect, right? The cheapest one I could find. And what we're going to do is, this is going to be amazing. This is going to be like 26 pence was spent on that. This is going to taste like £100 Chinese.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like the best Chinese you've ever had.
That's the theory, by playing the right kind of songs.
All right.
And Jason, it should work with you as well, really. As you said, yours is largely rice, isn't it?
And who's come with this idea? Oxford University.
Yeah, well, they've done a study, Jason.
Well, my friend went to Oxford University.
Really?
And he delivers a local newspaper now, so I don't think this is right.
Fine.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Many, many very intelligent people have come from Oxford University. I'm sure your friend is one of them.
Well, he ain't doing a good job like me, is he?
How's this going to work, then? Are we both going to taste your 26p Chinese?
Well, as I'm bringing this to the table, I think you should try this, OK?
So okay, before and after.
Yeah, I'm just going to actually have a quick break.
Okay. Great.
OK, it does taste cheap.
That's because it is. OK, good. Oh.
Yeah.
OK. So just a little quick before.
So quick before thing, and just remember the flavours there. Jason, do you want to do the same?
Well, am I taking a bite now?
Yeah, go for it.
And I assume everyone else that's listening to this, if you are getting involved in this experiment, please...
Dig in!
This is good for 165. This is really good.
Good. Very good.
Spent more than us. So it's about to taste a whole lot better, Jason.
Right, so you've got that foundation there. What we're now going to do is play some songs that apparently enhance the flavour of your meal and will make it taste completely different. We're just keen to know if this works. Can we focus on this, please?
Because
if this works, this is gonna be a game changer.
Okay.
So I've got to eat it when the music's on.
Yes, during the songs, Jason.
Okay.
All right.
Now, apparently, there's three songs that work with this particularly well. I guess we just see what happens here.
Okay.
Well, can I just say something? I'm eating this on Pat Donald's car park. This is like the cat having a wee on next door neighbour's garden.
It does feel weird that you've gone to you've gone to another place to eat something.
This is quite bad, isn't it?
Does it feel naughty?
It feels naughty. I'm going to have to take my jumper off. I'm getting hot.
That's a really strange idea. Hot. That's well like done. Ordering a pizza to the Golden Arches, isn't it?
Oh, this is terrible. I'm going to have to park different side of the car for me in the window.
Right, well, can we crack on with the science, Jason?
Okay, yeah, come on. Sorry. Come on.
So the three songs are Taylor Swift, Blank Space, Ed Sheeran, Sing, and MNEK, Never Forget You.
Why out of every song is it those three?
There's just something magical about those songs, apparently, which make your Chinese go a taste sensation.
Okay, right, so our quite cheap Chinese and Indian food is about to taste a whole lot better.
Well,
are we ready? Everybody at home?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's go. So
it's gonna be forever. Tuck in, Mills.
Okay.
This is quite emotional.
Mm. How's it tasting?
The same.
Okay.
Maybe I'll try another
Let's
song.
Crack on. Yeah. Go again. Go in again.
Jason, go again.
I feel like I'm rushing now,
Tori. Well, no, don't run. No, sorry.
Don't rush it.
You don't need to eat in time with the music. That's probably a mistake a lot of people are making right now.
Actually, maybe a little bit better.
Really?
A little bit, yeah.
Jason?
Yeah, what do you think, Jason?
I'm having to mix all the flavour. I'm getting the chicken stuck in the rice, so it's a bit of a problem. I feel like I'm rushing.
OK, does it taste better?
No.
OK, right. We've got another one.
MNEK should... MNEK sounds like something that gets added to Chinese food to make it taste better, ironically.
I think this has got quite a lot of MNEK in it.
Jason, you sound like you're having a right time.
Are you right?
Do you know what? It's made a mess, it has.
What?
My van's a mess.
My van's a mess?
Well, what are you doing with it?
It's all up the window screen and all over the dash.
How did you manage that?
I don't even know.
It's because I've got to tip the rice in the curry, and as I've tipped it, it's just all spat it straight out.
Oh, you're having a mare, aren't you?
Oh, gosh.
The survey that they did this on was of quite a few people, but it won't be as many as we've done it on. So I'm interested to see people's thoughts on this, yeah. See if this is an actual thing.
I'm saying that my Chinese, like, it was 26p. I'm saying it's now, like, 27.
There was a slight difference, 1p. You felt.
Jason, what about yours?
Me £1.65 turned into a £30 valet.
Valid?
You made a bit of a mess of the car, then?
It's all over the dash.
You need to get a valet. Good to speak to you.
Thanks, guys. Love you, bye.
Love you,
bye. BBC Radio 1.
Oh, have I done it too early?
I think this is what it needs. For me, I don't feel that Christmassy yet, but I think it needs... I think we all need it now. I think we need to ramp it up a little bit.
As soon as you hear Father Christmas going, BBC Radio 1, then you know it's nearly here.
Mm.
Same every year. Is it? I mean, obviously it is the Santa, isn't it? Mm, yeah.
Of course.
Wow, amazing. Right, so earlier, Chris told us about a study from Oxford Uni, which says that listening to Taylor Swift, Blank Space, Sing by Ed Sheeran and M&EK, Never Forget You, makes Chinese food taste better if you listen to these songs while eating it. So we conducted a little experiment with Jason from Wolverhampton and with you lot as well, the people that could manage to get Chinese food. Hannah says, Chinese food experiment, winning with my Singapore noodles, tasted brilliant. Better than normal.
Brilliant.
She has it like once a week.
That's exactly what we wanted.
Damien, tiling away in Portsmouth, it actually worked with his prawn mayo sandwich as well. So we're not just narrowing it down to Chinese.
So it's Chinese food and prawn mayo sandwiches.
Yeah. And also, John in Bicester says his sweet and sour pork tasted worse because you took so long to do the experiment and his was cold. Yeah, I'm getting a report of a lot of cold Chinese food happening.
Well, yeah, I didn't say the songs would heat up your food.
Yeah, exactly.
What a ridiculous thing to complain about.
Yeah, we just want to know if it tasted better. I don't care if it was cold. Did it taste better? Guess what?
What?
It's Christmas!
I don't like this version of it that you've got made on your own. It's
why?
Like, it's not quite right. It sounds more like he's on the loo.
It's him!
It's Christmas!
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Unexpected item in bagging area. Remove this item before continuing.
Weird.
With the best possible supporters in the world, we are 12 men here. Where are you? Where are you? Lesbian Avenue!
It's just a potato, darling.
Pauline Young!
This ring is a beautiful song about Santa Claus on a helicopter. Not a traditional sleigh cart. Santa Claus on a helicopter. Santa Claus on a helicopter.
What's happening?
This is mad.
It's wing there.
Oh. It's Christmas!
Bambolea!
Yes!
Bambolea!
Wow.
Porque mi vida yo la prefiero.
Hello, Cara, having a majorly needed bumbleo to herself in Pembrokeshire. Just a bit of alone time, loving it. Michelle in Bingham, bumbleoing while dog grooming. Jenny from Leighton Buzzard, bumbleoing while tweaking her spreadsheets. That's definitely one. Kirsty in Bradford. Bumbleo, my exam stress away, because I'm finished, says Beth in Nottingham. Bumbleo could not be more perfectly timed. Matt and Aaron bumbleoing their roof tiles off in Balkington. Where's that? Ben in Cambridge saying, best gap ever, Bumbleo. Let me see you shake it. I don't understand. Natalie in Bedford says, I'm bumbleoing so furiously that Justin Bieber just asked who I was on MySpace.
Oh.
Don't know. Andy in Essex. Paul in work, sop, having the worst day ever, but made better by a little dance to Bumbleo. Lauren in Norfolk, bumbleoing in her dad's brand new car.
Nice.
Feels good.
Does feel good. Halfway through the week.
Come on, that's
halfway through.
Joe in Kings Lynn, bumbleoing his ball balls off. That's good. Festive. Already?
Clappy bit.
40 days.
Mark from Southampton. Pierre in Ipswich.
Oh, nice.
Continental.
Nice. Sam the plumber, big up. He says, good gappage, Mills.
Thank you. Jake in Manchester thinks I've lost it. Yes. Colin in Peterborough. Richard on his tractor. Gary on the Isle of Wight, of course. My last bumbleo before my Christmas holiday begins, says Tanya. Excellent work today, everybody.
BBC.
Radio
1.
Radio 1, who's this?
It's Tim Price. How are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Are you okay, hon?
Yes.
Right, who's this?
It's Tim Price.
Okay, good.
I know. I remember. This is the guy from yesterday. Tim Price. This is the guy. This is the guy we talked about.
On what?
Am I right in thinking you're the guy who changed your name to kind of confuse cold callers?
That's right, yeah. My name used to be Price, and basically, I added 9 P's to it by depot.
You're Tim Price.
Yeah, 10 altogether. Price.
Okay, right, so you were one of the real or no real facts yesterday.
That's right, yeah.
Right. Oh, well, thanks for calling up.
No worries.
You're the man.
Yeah.
You know what, like... When they have to say your name, let's say you win an award or something, it's like, and you know, this employee of the month goes to Tim. Do they do the whole pup?
They sort of, they try to, but they don't get the number of P's right. They just got to practice. When you think about it, there's an extra 9, so it's 3 groups of 3. So it's
This is
great.
How many P's have you got then, Tim, on your price? Is it 10?
It's 10 altogether, yeah, on me passport and driver licence and that.
Is there a Mrs.
Funny enough, no.
What do people say when they like have to ring you for something?
Sometimes they'll just say Price, and I'll explain them Price isn't my name. And or sometimes they'll just say Tim. But if it's somebody who knows me, they'll actually say Price, which is great.
Right. And this was all to avoid cold callers.
Yeah.
And has it worked?
It has. What I was getting, I was already on that. There's a special number you can ring to exclude yourself from getting these calls. And I was already on that, and I was still getting them, but they seemed to be from abroad. So that's why I did it, and I didn't get any more after that. So it worked, yeah.
And how much money did you spend on changing your name to Price?
I think the depot itself was about £50, which was a lot cheaper than what I thought. The passport was most expensive, that was £70. But still, considering the lapse I have about it every day, it was well worth it as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
You know when you're at the doctor's and they call your name?
Yeah, like, what happens there?
It comes out on the digital board, yeah, that everyone can see, and yeah, a lot of people have a right laugh about
That's
it.
That's ledge.
Yeah.
Tim
Do they call your name out, though? Like, what about if you're in the dentist waiting?
Yeah, they do. I insist they do. It's my real name, isn't it? But you find that a lot of people don't like saying it.
Oh, you're my fave.
No worries.
Right, I better go because I've got to go play some songs.
Brilliant.
Love you, bye.
Okay, see ya.
Bye-bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Hello, Alice Levine.
Oh, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Nice to see you, Sava.
Thank you. Not really. But...
You're on our show tomorrow.
Yes. Looking forward to this, but with trepidation.
From the BBC Music Awards. Now, this is good because you're going to be on the red carpet.
Yeah, I only do this maybe twice a year. It's my biannual visit to the red carpet.
But do you remember when we were at the Teen Awards, you made us go out on the red carpet, so the tables have turned.
Yeah, and I was quite mean to you guys as well, so I imagine revenge is afoot.
That's happening. So we'll speak to you in the afternoon tomorrow at the BBC Music Awards.
Indeed.
Got some good questions.
Corkers, actually, yeah.
All right, well, we'll speak to you tomorrow afternoon. For now, though, let's play Real or No Real.
Royal Mail has calculated it would cost nearly £12,000 to send a letter to Mars.
The question would be, who would be up for delivering it? Do you know what I mean?
And to sign for it.
And to sign for it, yeah.
Oh, it'd be annoying if you got one of them red cards.
I hate those. Oh. They make me so angry.
I know.
Why do you always live approximately 180 miles from the place that you collect it?
From the local depot.
No one lives near the depot.
No, because they're always in the middle of nowhere.
That's so livid.
I know. I bet you get them a lot, don't you?
All the time. All the presents. All you're luxurious
like,
gifts.
You're like Stefan Dom off of Gogglebox. Where do you hear this on the show? Steph likes to buy herself something every day just because so something gets delivered. So yeah. It's like a little present to herself every day.
It makes you feel special, doesn't it?
Yeah. So she knows that every day that postman is going to come and knock in with something good because she's ordered it.
That is genius.
Do you order it for yourself, Alice, or do you get gifts sent from strange people? Do you know what I mean? Like they just arrive.
Unsolicited mail?
Yeah.
No, I can't say I do. Although completely up for unsolicited presents. P.O. Box.
Oh. So, Royal Mail, they've said it would cost £12,000 to send a letter to Mars, real or no real?
I assume, I don't know how you can calculate that because, I mean, is that first or second class, would you say?
It'd have to be first. I think it would be the registered, signed for one.
But it costs way more than that to put someone in space, so it just can't... No, this is no real.
It costs about that to send a parcel to Nottingham, to be honest.
Right.
Just sent some stuff off, cost an absolute fortune.
Yeah.
I just think someone's actually spent some of their work time calculating that fee and they should be ashamed of themselves. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
What?
So 5-year-old Oliver asked the Royal Mail, who then calculated that you would need 18,416 first-class stamps or, if you're interested in second-class stamps, 21,466.
I take Why? It back. What's That's really cute.
No, what's he sending then?
I don't
is that
know.
The weight of it? Because it's not done by distance, is it? A first-class stamp, you need more stamps for weightier things.
You're so right. What is he sending?
I don't know. I'll find out for you.
A meteor.
He's 5.
Next!
Ed Sheeran has set up his own lost property service at his gigs, where he returns lost items with a personalised letter.
Whatever keeps you busy?
Well, he's a very busy guy, so I don't understand. He wouldn't have time for this, you would think.
I think he's into the personal touch, though, isn't he? He's always very kind of good at thanking fans and doing lots of like one-to-one things, isn't he?
I wish he was there last night. I left my bag in a restaurant just last night.
I don't think he covers all venues.
Oh. It's just specific to his gigs,
yeah,
right?
He's not like a Pizza Express, like, I found a pair of gloves.
Imagine that, though. Like, you go to an Ed Sheeran gig, you're like, oh, I've left my coat. And then a couple of days later, your coat arrives with a handwritten note from Ed Sheeran going, you forgot your coat, love,
or
Ed.
Or a red ticket, and you're like,
oh, not again.
I don't think he's got much time to do this as a service, but he does like to do these little things, doesn't he? He's a very generous guy.
It's all about the human touch.
Yes, it is. Yes.
A little bit quirky, things you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, that kind of that thing of like, is it called paying it forward? He likes all those things that are very positive, doesn't he?
Very much so.
Go on then, I'm going to say real.
No, I don't think this is a service that he does. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Whoa.
Yes, Eddie.
Well, okay, it's kind of real.
Oh, always the way.
Yeah, so, after his security found the lost ID of a gig goer, Ed returned it with a letter going, here's your ID. but it made it sound like it was every single item of lost property.
Did, didn't it?
Yeah,
as it usually does
that.
On this game.
Sorry about that.
So I'm actually going to take Real or No Real to court for trading standards issues.
He did it once, but it's still real.
That's still really nice of him, though.
I know, bless. And next.
You are never more than 100 metres away from someone who's going to be sacked for inappropriate behaviour at a work Christmas party.
Close to two right now.
Yeah, this is
that's outrageous.
That is outrageous. As if I'd be the one. And he would as well. We wouldn't.
I love you just left Chris in the cold. As if I'd be the one. Can't vouch for Stark.
Yeah. Listen, right, if you're going to go for us, I remember last year.
Oh, no, what's this?
Oh.
I remember last year, you weren't too fond on going to the main Christmas party and hid out in a pub.
We had a splinter group, didn't we?
To be fair, we were all there as well.
Yeah, we were.
We had a bit of a splinter group and we were like, oh, we'll just go for one. And then like 4 hours later.
And that's where you started doing your impression of Alice, wasn't it?
Don't say that.
I
listen to this show too often to fall for that
one.
She knows that. Inappropriate behaviour is a very loose term as well.
Yeah, what does that even mean? Because like, inappropriate could be, oh, that was annoying, couldn't it be? Like, that's inappropriate. But
well, inappropriate could be, say, here at Radio 1, Radio 1 DJs tend to DJ at the Christmas party. An inappropriate thing to do would be to go up to someone during their DJ set and maybe take control or start emceeing over their DJ set. Mm. That could be an inappropriate thing. I think inappropriate behaviour is a broad term, so I think a lot of it would go on. 100 metres away, definitely.
Yeah,
I can look at someone right now,
and you know, and it's going to be them.
I know that I've marked that person down. Actually,
it's him.
I've got
over
someone
there.
In my eye line. Yeah,
him.
We're all thinking of the
can
same.
You
one.
See
yes,
him?
Yes, over I can. It's going to be him. Yes.
He's got headphones on, bopping away right now.
So, are you saying real or no real?
I'm saying he is definitely going to be inappropriate.
Yeah. I'm saying real about him.
Okay,
just him.
But what about the fact?
Well, he's less than 100 meters, so I'm going to say real.
That one. Is no real.
But a survey has found that 1 in 10 workers know of someone from their place of work who have received disciplinary action following the staff Christmas party.
Whoa.
That's outrageous.
People do go mad though, don't they?
Yeah, they love it, don't they?
They love it.
At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got nothing, Alice got 10.
Yeah. Still a win. Still
She's
a win.
Back on. Slay, Alice, slay.
Thank you.
And we'll speak to you from the BBC Music Awards tomorrow on your red carpet.
Yes, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Tomorrow, it's an EastEnders Innuendo Bingo special with Maddie Hill and Danny Boy Hatchard from the show.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.